Fiserv said it would acquire First Data in a deal it valued at $22 billion, one of the biggest ever mergers in the financial services and payments industry.
America's big banks reported earnings for the fourth quarter. Despite a fall-off in bond and currency trading, net profit at J.P. Morgan Chase surged to $7.1 billion. Bank of America's quarterly profit of $7.3 billion was another record for the bank. And having booked a charge of $22.6 billion in the fourth quarter of 2017, Citigroup was able to please investors a year later by reporting a profit of $4.3 billion.
A row over pay prompted Santander to rescind its appointment of Andrea Orcel, the former head of UBS's investment bank, as chief executive. The Spanish lender balked at fully compensating Mr. Orcel for deferred pay, much of it in shares, accrued at the Swiss bank. The sum was reportedly €50 million, that's $57 million.
Tributes were paid to Jack Bogle, the founder of Vanguard, who died at the age of 89. Mr. Bogle revolutionised the investment industry in the 1970s by launching an index tracking fund with super low fees aimed at everyday investors. Some called him the Henry Ford of finance for bringing Wall Street to the masses. Vanguard is now the world's second largest investment firm, with $4.9 trillion of assets under management. One of his best-known pieces of investment advice was, "Time is your friend, impulse is your enemy."